Would you open for Trump?
You won't hear Biden or anybody talk about Golden Showers.
Would you open for Trump? Would you open for Trump?
It depends on the situation.
$250,000.
Oh, for sure.
Really?
$200,000.
Sure.
$150,000.
That likes to count. Yes.
$100,000.
Yes.
$50,000.
Sure.
$10,000.
Yep.
$5,000.
Sure.
$250.
Yeah, you got to take the gig.
Well, you
can't. $10.
You can't discriminate against a
would
gig.
Would you do it for free?
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you can see it. Yeah, you see all the magic creeping along. You're like,
I want to make sure that you're happening? Worth every penny that I haven't paid you.
Yeah, there we go. Now you're talking.
I found myself a charity.
Oh, here we go. Hot mic.
Hot mic.
Hot mic. Hot mic.
Hot magic mic.
Oh, man.
Hot holiday.
Some of that.
Magic
mic. You know what I'm talking about. Tim knows about those rules.
Magic mic chocolate in a mug this Christmas.
Oh.
This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges, and I have that Brian Sturges. As you follow me at Brian Sturges on this YouTube, and go over to BrianSturges.com. I haven't updated it in a year. It's probably outdated, but who cares? I mean, it's like regional theater credits. It's irrelevant. And of course, that's enough of that. Cliff Beach Music. He's got books. He's got music. He has a terrible disease he has yet to admit to
it's
us.
A withering disease.
Yes. Withering shorts.
It's maple syrup urine disease.
That I wrote.
That's a real thing. Google it.
And, of course, Timothy Hall Music. You might know him from out eating a foot-long sandwich with Scott Fogel.
Oh, yes, my brother Scott Fogel.
Music. Oh God, because that one last week. Oh yeah, because I got a little upset because I was like, that is so much, and I was like, that's not a two, that's like a four or five. You're like, yeah, we're cutting that music.
You can always cut it in for another
episode. Things where you laugh, and then you know, I saw the one of the Second City shows had it where they counted to 100 as the gag.
Oh really?
And it's the joke that gets funny. It's not funny. It's funny.
Oh yeah, you gotta push it.
Because you know they're going. Because you're like, oh, they get to five, they get to 10. It kind of sounds like this. One. Two. Three. Four.
And it just keeps going?
Five.
Oh.
Six. Seven.
I can see.
Eight.
Yeah.
Nine. 10. 11. 13.
And they did 14, that to 100? I'd ask for my money back. Oh my. Unless it's a free
16,
show.
16. 17.
Mm-mm.
18.
19. Count myself.
20.
Mm.
21.
Oh, like a drink.
22.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
23.
It's going.
24. 25. 26. 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, and more. 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71.
Yes, yes.
72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79.
So much more to go.
80. 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, and yes, there's more. 87, 88, 89, and 90.
Yep, that's the way it goes.
91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, and three more. 98, 99.
Music. Oh, sorry.
God damn it!
It's over!
God, I don't even care that peaked.
It's all good.
God.
Talk about
killer.
Talk about.
I stepped all over it.
100. New chapter. Okay.
That just reminds me of Will Forte's spelling bee, where they ask him to spell something, and he's like, Q, 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 and it just keeps going. And he just, that's an SNL situation.
I don't remember that one.
You just did. Are you trying to add some sort of levity into?
Yeah, what I stepped on. Because I stabbed it in the chest multiple times.
You reminded me of early 70s New York. You know.
Oh. Are you talking about Son
Warriors,
of
Sam? Come out and play.
If you had to join a gang,
uh-huh.
What sort of gang would you join?
I don't think they can be a rough and tough gang just because they make me nervous.
No Gandhi dancing for you.
The only gang that Tim would qualify for, if he's not their CPA, would be the buttercream gang.
You do look like a counselor who just passes the felons along because you are kind of worried about, like, you work for the county.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah. You
looks good to
me. I mean, this is 100% heroin in your urine, but, you know.
I'm sure that it's working itself
out. That
bulge
in your pants is not a penis.
Yeah. That's how they stick you from behind. We own your ass now, you know.
Dang.
Now you're a patsy. But no, you're the person they would give stuff to because you will never get stopped.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I think they could scare you into like bringing phones in your anus.
Definitely.
Like but T-Mobile I could just carry kicks. Them and they're like, no, in your anus. No. Yeah. Like, but I have a bag.
No, this is how things get delivered. You put it in a condom and you shove it in your ass.
What is that?
Just
do
relax.
You get condoms if you're in prison like long term?
Approved.
I imagine
that.
And
I know that, but they don't probably want the homosexual, but let's be honest, there's comment going on. That I mean, do they provide free condoms? Like, and what if you were a responsible rapist, where you're like,
Well, you're worried about your health.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's just more about prison rape than it is.
Forensic Files.
Most of this you probably trimmed. Cliff, how are you?
I'm good.
You know, he died. That Forensic Files guy, Peter Thomas.
Oh yeah. Recently? Oscar award winning Peter Thomas.
He won an Oscar for what?
For narrating a documentary.
Ah, like Little what's Feet. His name?
Big Feet.
David Attenborough.
Yeah, that
it
guy.
It was the Big Bertha story. Big Feet. Big Feet. Two birds.
Well, listen. So, to be honest with you, we should probably get the show going. We're recording this very late in the day.
Cue up the Nickelodeon.
We're recording this very late in the day because our starlet over here, Mr. Model himself, had a gig over at KTLA on the live news modeling some awesome looking
puffy
winter wear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you like to give a shout out? Or would you maybe not like to say the name? It would probably be in your best interest. But if you want to give a shout out to what you did, to who you did at Puffet Jackets.
Oh, yeah. I was wearing an amazing puffer jacket by a company I wasn't familiar with.
Out
of Canada. Puffer.
It's a puffer jacket?
I've never owned one.
Yeah. It's a P. Diddy jacket. They're great. East Coast has the best
jackets
for the weather. They're still London Fog.
How's Jay? Oh, I remember Jay-Z in his winter wear.
Yeah, Rockaway.
Yeah.
Rockaway. It's still around. And FUBU and
FUBAR.
Fat Farm. Baby
Fat Farm.
Fat. All that.
Oh, PH.
Yeah,
right, of course.
PH. Yeah, Kamora Lee, Russell Simmons.
101.
Gene Simmons.
102.
Oh, keeps going.
103.
He's taking him.
But yeah, it's nice always to be on the news, on the set, on the lot, and just happy to, you know, help out. I was a piece of meat today. I was
you were
model.
Floaty and fabulous.
Floaty.
Yeah.
A couple teasers, you know, news.
Hey, so can you get him the thing?
Definitely.
You get it?
Definitely. Oh, like some.
Yeah. So
what
you're
you
gonna
that,
watch
products?
Cliff right now. Now listen, if it gets
he's the before picture.
Listen, don't be a dick with the restrictions. Ready? And here it is now. Ooh, look, we're watching it. It's good stuff.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Oh boom, wow, boom. Looking good. Let me know when this is long enough.
Oh yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Looking good. Looking good.
Thank you. Thank
hey,
you,
so
thank
you go ahead and. Either the name of the company is below or they were smart enough to not associate themselves with this.
Yeah,
but you look,
desist.
You can see in this outfit specifically, very thinned out.
Very, very. This is a small. And then, you know, classic matchy match. Same brand.
That is very classic.
Pants are also the brand. You can't see, but.
Oh, get it up there. Get it up there. We want to see.
Are you wearing?
We want to see.
Are you wearing Adidas shoes?
No.
Adidas?
That's the one thing I didn't have.
The Adidas. You got to wear the Adidas. Yeah. What sort of shoes do you have on?
Pumas.
Oh, I used to wear some Pumas.
Classic. I can't do it.
Because they match.
Because they have skinny feet.
They match. Color
I
wise.
Can't do it. There are. I really like Puma's style of shoe, but I have like hooves, so I have to wear like a wide shoe.
Some wide
it's
hooves.
Just, yeah. It's no good. I would Mary Krampus. Love to have worn. Yeah.
And Blackie Pete. No, but yeah, I had to run out quick to get this outfit because I got the call, hey, can you do this? I was cool. And then...
They're like, please wear all red.
No, it was just nothing. Oh. Nothing I had previously fit. Pretty much 80% of my wardrobe was done.
Yeah.
Humble brag, I'm so hot. Oh, I just want to bring up a fact that I have hot abs now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm basically almost as small as I was like at the end of college.
Would you like to take your shirt off for the remainder of the episode?
No. I don't think I've achieved that.
I think the audience wants it.
I don't think I've achieved
the
that
audience
level yet.
Wants you to remove your shirt and your pants live on air.
There's still some transformations
they want
happening
you
behind
to strip
the scenes.
Down.
Are you doing
just
some what do you call these things?
Medicine ball?
Russian twists with your medicine ball?
Russian twists.
I think that's what they're called.
Orthodox?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
To work them obliques and
exactly.
What have you?
Exactly. Yeah. Priesty twisties.
This looks terrible. I'm ready.
I'm loving the flannel. I always love the red and black, but flannel is a classic.
Oh, this is red and black? I didn't even. Yeah.
We didn't even talk about our watches. He's got red and black in the watch. I also am wearing watches.
And look at that ring of yours.
Oh, yes.
What cereal box do you get that out of?
Oh!
Hey-o! Quaker Quacks.
Dave Mattel.
Good old
all
Quaker
right.
Quacks.
Yes.
The thing is, though, from losing weight, the thing that sucks the most, I lost finger mass.
Yeah, that happened to me, too.
So, like, this ring doesn't fit like it used to. Like,
my wedding ring just falls off
brag.
My hand.
This
finger.
Is a humble brag episode.
Humble
of how
brag. But, Tim Hall, you were on that journey. How's that going?
I've fallen off the wagon. I'm a bad monkey. Oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
I thought it was plastic.
No, it's heavy.
Oh, okay.
It's metal.
That's why I thought it came out of maybe like...
Oh, you fell off the wagon? What happened?
Well, I just started eating like a monster again. And
like
it feels
pie?
So... It
well,
feels
Thanksgiving.
So right.
Well, Tim eats a lot of kids' foods.
Yeah, like, what,
good
like
thing
nuggets?
You put the food in at the end of the kid likes. Yeah, Tim likes to eat a bunch of kids.
Like you eat like
food.
Not gummy bears. You're more the gummy bear.
104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109.
But you like your Rolos or whatever.
I haven't had anything like that.
Oh, okay. So
I have the wagon is still like halfway on the tracks.
Ah.
I haven't had the soda pops or any sort of candy.
Oh, okay.
It's just the amount of.
Oh, I see. You're just shoveling it in.
Well, we ordered lunch, which is...
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Always excited. That's the most important part of this transaction.
It's the only reason you come.
They leave a trail of food up to the door. Yes.
I believe if there was not your once-a-week meal provided here, you would probably not drive all the way to Mendocino County.
No, but I got to say, I'm feeling better. Going into the holiday, I was worried because, you know, you eat so much at Thanksgiving, but I ended up losing.
But your resolve is
you just got to keep
tenacious.
Getting out there every day. And you can see yourself aging backwards in the...
Here's what you want to do. You want to get in your Ford Focus. You want to drive to a BevMo. You want to get the largest bottle of Jack Daniels you can possibly...
They make them big.
Have the staff help you carry it out. You want to go home. You want to drink it in the bathtub. The water will eventually run cold because you cheaped out and didn't buy the waterless heater. Nonetheless, you will have a sad, cold, wet Christmas.
Yeah. Also, the new single's out. Finally, we talked about it. Christmas
111,
Day
112, 113,
Christmas Day Funk.
114, 115.
On all streaming platforms. Featured Mr. Tim Hall on the guitar and engineering as well. Very excited.
160, 170, 180.
This man is a counting machine. I think he's got that Rain Man.
Oh, he got a bad case of Rain Man?
I think he's got a bad case of autisms.
Oh, well, that's funny.
He's been...
Oh, today is National AIDS Day. National AIDS Awareness Day.
Is it on your calendar?
No, because... Because
obviously...
No, because when I was at the...
You're down there pumping them full of white T-cell counts twice a week.
No, because before we got into Puffer Jackets, the segment before was AIDS Day.
Oh.
With a great actress from NCIS, who I didn't recognize at first because she changed her head.
Marge Hardesty.
No, that's SVU.
Ted Danson's wife.
Not Abby. Was it Abby?
I think it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She wears those big chunky heels, and for some reason, like
the goth chick
skis me
out. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. She was one of the highest tested people in CBS history or something.
Oh, wow. Really?
That's why she got from a small little part there. Like, everybody was just like, she's give my her favorite. More.
No, she was sweet.
Giant Coke
she was
bottles.
Sweet. She was trying to battle it out with Wikipedia, she said. But apparently.
Born the daughter of Adolf Hitler, moved to Hollywood to become a star.
She was very sweet. She said a very nice hug and a God bless you.
What am I going to do with his boots?
But it made sense. It made sense because, you know, when you're sitting there and like someone's just like, wow, she was just like talking and she had like a present. And I was like, sounds familiar. And then
she
had it. Like she had that gift.
The X Factor.
Like, she was like, boom, 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 boom. And then it was like, oh, like because they showed the steel. And I was like, oh, you look like that girl from the thing because she looked different now. She's like, oh, I did my hair myself. I was like, cool, you got the vibe. And she had her guy, like, you know, the sad guy following her around, her guy Friday, you know, around.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. And then it was like, we got into a whole thing about, like, for socials, how we all have a guy. Because I have a guy and she had a guy. And the lady who I was working with, she had a person, like, because it gets too busy to be on there all the time, you know. So you got to have a guy.
Oh.
You know, you had a girl Friday at one point, you know.
123.
Oh,
okay. I once built I built a raft called a Man Friday.
Oh yeah,
out of 2x4s, and I took it to the river, and watched it just sink immediately. I sat in it, started to paddle, and then it sank.
Due to water?
Yeah, due to the fact that it weighed like, you know, 100 pounds or something crazy like that. It was all 2x4s.
Ah.
It was in one of those Boy Scout books. It was like, build this raft. And I was like, cool.
You were a Boy Scout?
No.
That's a surefire way to be molested.
Yeah. I just had the book. So I built it.
You were a Man Scout?
And they...
yeah, that's for later.
I have Manscaped.
Oh, okay.
5% off, yep. UNT.
It was like, oh, there's your beard badge. You're great. So we're not going to talk... We're going to skip over AIDS Day?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you were saying...
No, no. I would never want to skip over... Talking about AIDS Day.
We were trying to decide. Do you say Happy AIDS Day? Like, is that the
who was trying to decide that?
No, when the Chinese food comes in a moment. Yeah, I'm just gonna say
Happy AIDS Day to you, sir.
Happy AIDS Day.
That's a little something.
I mean, we were trying to figure out like what's the expression.
This
is an extra thing. You know, Happy New Year, Merry AIDS Day. I don't know. Like, we couldn't figure out what to say, but we're glad to do awareness. You know.
What if greeting card companies and coupon codes came together where it's like, sorry, you're going to die, and included is a 10% off like a funeral parlor service or something, you know?
Well, now...
Like, you know, you get like 25% more of this shit the priest does like in between...
Yeah, it's the gift card that cares.
Oh, yeah.
Not molestation of the... Except the Catholic Church. We don't talk religion, but you guys really were right. Like, you know what we should do? We should drape ourselves...
Well, now,
you know what I really want? Bring me young boys.
Yeah, oh boy.
In the name of Jesus. You know.
He's not even Catholic.
Somebody want to see Wall of Flesh?
I do.
Go ahead and...
Streaming on YouTube?
I like how some people make millions of dollars, and I got $3.50 deposited.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it.
I was, I did a gig.
A month.
Oh, well, that's a different story.
I would also like to give a shout out to Spotify wrapping it up this year for the 100,000 listens we've had.
On this show?
Sure. It all rolls up.
Good. Tim got one. Tim got one in everyone.
It all rolls into one place. No, but Hallmark now has updated greeting cards where you can do a QR code video message. I saw as I was looking for my holiday thing.
So you have to do the work. They provide the
eventually
QR code.
All those old women at Hallmark will die and that will end.
But the shoebox lady, you know, the old lady, the crotchety one, you know, so it's like, here at the cat.
Yeah, they're wearing an apron and they're miserable in the holiday section.
Exactly.
Because they like no like they haven't been touched.
Oh.
In this holiday,
yeah.
Many sleeps, as some Native Americans would say, have gone by.
Yes.
Speaking of which, I had a very odd greeting card experience. I went into CVS at night to get some greeting cards, and there was like a homeless person, like just like in the corner, like in a timeout.
Sorry for your loss.
And the management, like they said nothing. They did nothing. So it was just like uncomfortable. Like as soon as you come in the door, they were just like in the corner of the double doors, just facing the wall. Not saying anything.
Really?
Just
like
literally
a Blair Witch
just there.
Situation?
Facing the wall, away from whatever. But, I mean, now it's to the point where, like, people who work there, they don't want to deal with it. And they're like, I don't get paid enough. So they don't even
true.
Try to get them out or do anything. They're just like, it is what it is.
Shoo.
Because they're
shoo.
So youth.
And that's why online delivery is the way to go.
Yeah.
Just have it arrive. Just get it tomorrow.
No, online's
or
cool.
Or go to CVS during the day.
I do online a lot. Amazon Prime. I saw a bear on someone's porch. That was also part of the segment.
Delivered?
I saw today. It was Prime Day, you know, stealing the packages.
The bear took the packages? Or was it like a shirtless gay man? These are my cell phone cases.
Oh, yeah, spec. Yes.
Well, you know, we are in December, and
yay!
The holiday spirit is in us all.
Eddie Murphy's got a new movie on
Ooh,
Prime.
Your Dasher is nearby.
Very excited.
Kind of creepy, but he's near. Your dash is nearby.
You'll never find him.
You'll never get your egg rolls.
Candy Cane Lane on Prime. That's what it was.
We should have gotten egg rolls.
Ah.
Is it too late?
Probably.
Yeah, unless the dash would just give us someone else's order.
Or maybe he's got some spare egg rolls.
What about
on.
Prancer and Blitzen, huh? Huh? Mm. Holiday.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Marie Callender. Mariah Carey did her Hollywood Bowl thing.
Oh, yes.
And I think I'd like to go, only because it's going to be something, you know, she does it if she sells enough tickets to do two nights. And she does, like, a whole thing, and she dies it probably. You know,
Can she still sing all the notes and stuff? Didn't she gotten raspy and stuff?
Not all the notes, but a lot of them. Most of them.
Come down a couple half steps.
Yeah.
I mean, she had a crazy range. No one keeps that range forever.
I mean, Coco Taylor pretty much.
Although, you still know, longest range ever recorded. Is not Mariah Carey, who I thought it would be. It is Axl Rose.
Really?
Yeah.
Another musical fun fact.
Interesting.
In this episode. 125, 126, 127, 128, 129.
Seven octaves. Axl Rose.
131.
Seven octaves. Axl Rose.
His highest recorded note, lowest recorded note.
Holy. I'm lucky if I get
it. I got you to Jen Girl.
Have you heard him now? 136?
What? Well, GNR was just out, right? They had a show recently in L.A.
KFC,
at the Bowl
GNR.
As well. Speaking of
yes,
Axl.
Slash 137, yeah.
Oh, well, Slash. Slash is part black. You know who else is part
That's
black?
That's why he had the hat down. He's like, nobody knows 140.
Yeah, you know who else is part black? Tom Morello.
Yes, because he looks black. It was kind of the giveaway.
Oh.
He's barely black.
He looks black. In my country club, he would...
Well.
Be welcome.
Oh boy,
144.
Maybe
double six.
Yeah, that's what put the rage in the machine.
147, 148, 149, 150.
Yeah.
I wonder how high I can go. 151, 152, 153, 154, 155, 156.
Well, what's on your Christmas list? What's on top of your Christmas list this year?
I gotta start remembering for me. On my, you know, I'm looking at a new sub 40 watch. On the old Amazon.
Oh.
Sub 41 watch?
Do you have a way to track when the price goes down to hit it?
Well, I put it in the cart,
and
I save it for later.
I see.
And then I'll use my points to buy it.
Oh,
so I'll wait till I have enough.
This man's got privilege points that I don't have, apparently.
Well, I mean, I don't want to talk. Well, you don't have, you know, you got to get points.
It's got an Amex.
161. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got
you. You do have to get points. It's a good point. No, I don't get points.
163.
You know I don't get points. I don't use the coupon app.
It's okay.
I don't have nothing.
You don't have UNT points? No points.
I have lots of UNT points.
No points.
But I keep trying to use them.
What's on your list? You're going to be making something? Some kind of gear in a box?
I do have a bunch of nut files. That's what that I want.
Is your Hollywood? When
that seems like Christmas.
Movie? Yeah. You know, I have a list of 12
the
nut
whacker sweets?
Yeah, for the 12 days of Christmas, a nut file for each
day.
Oh,
yes. Do you do the Advent? Mm. Today's the day to start, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
Eat them chocolates.
I'm not allowed to.
I would have brought my calendar today. We could have started.
You have a Advent calendar?
Yeah, Trader Joe's does a great little cheap, you know, little chocolate a day.
All candy corn?
Sorry, the Dasher is at our door. He is
on Dasher.
He has left 170, 171, 172, 173, 174, 175, 176, 177, 178, 179, 180, 181, 182, 183, 184, 185, 186, 187, 188, 189, 190, 190, 192, 193, 194, 195, 196,
you don't count.
197,
well, I count.
198, 199, 200.
Boom.
So, listen.
What?
Trying to get up to your weight?
Oh no, he nasty. Oh,
I want to try to get to 250 this episode.
Oh, that's
I think
good
that's
idea.
That's the number.
You win?
I want to do 500. You know, it would hurt if it wasn't so kind of pretty accurate. I would say I'd probably be between 230 and 250.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Well, I can skip those now when I say the list.
There you
only
go.
48 yeah. more.
Sure didn't skip the kicks and pass.
I think both of us missed all of it.
No, that's fun. That was various fat jokes. Well, this is the holidays. You know, I couldn't find my Andy's candy. I went to Walmart.
Oh, I've been eating
a fine institution.
I would have brought you some.
And I got, they didn't have it. Usually they have it out, but I have a bunch of ornaments that I bought. I'm going to give today as pre-stocking stuffers so that you can just use them. So my family will get, I got like a little toy train for the boy, a little pink reindeer for the girl. And
Portable Super Bowl. Fisher Price.
Fisher Price. My first brass pole or something. Like my first Super Bowl. That's pretty funny. Yeah.
Thank you for acknowledging you have a new annual tradition of letting me be on your tree.
Yes. Yes, I have. The top of the heap on my Christmas tree is Cliff's Christmas album titled
Christmas?
Black Christmas?
No, it's probably like Who the Funk is Christmas?
Funk. I think I said 200. 201, 202, 203, 204, 205. Yeah. What's the name of the album?
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
That's right, 206, 207.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to have a boomerang. I try to put both in
look at
the
those
Christmas
toes. Song.
Yeah. You feel too big. No, but what's on my Christmas list? You asked. Not.
Where am I? What did I stop at?
207, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
They didn't ask. They didn't ask. We'll check in the tape if I was right. 207.
Yeah, you'll win a prize.
207 or 208?
208 now.
It could be 209.
Is it 209 or 210? Is it 211? 212?
Could be.
213, 214, 215, 216, 217, 218, 219, 220, 221, 222, 223, 224, 225, 226, 227, 228, 229, 230. All right, only 20.
There we go. He is on.
231, 232, 233, 234, 235, 236.
These are going to make some great shorts.
237, 238, 239, 240.
Ooh, wait.
Yeah, so Christmas. Oh, I've been to Ross. I've been rocking. I got a new candle. Mm. We're rocking the.
That's a great candle.
And it's a Yankee.
Yeah, Yankee candle. Winter pine. I mean, it's and I have pine soap. I mean, for this month, I got the tree. I have this whole
you're
house
all spruced up. Yeah,
smells like Santa's workshop.
His sweaty workshop with all the little elves.
What do you
want
for Christmas? You
jingle belling.
Let me tell you what.
I'm getting nut files. Hopefully,
you. Tune in a couple, 2 weeks lips. From today is the 2023 holiday episode.
Ayo.
240, 241. How is it? 240, I think I did. 241, 242, 243, 244, 245, 246, 247, 248, 249.
250.
Leave them hanging.
250.
This joke would have been better in 7 to 10 minutes from
now. Oh, I thought you were going to say in 720. We'd go back to 720.
Well,
721,
722. You mean 720 output?
What do you want for Christmas? Seriously,
yeah,
what do you do for Christmas?
Well,
I know you're volunteering at the soup kitchen. Or
I do enjoy eating soup down with you know, people. You know, a wish soup. Wish there was some stuff in it. Just broth. It's just hot water.
Oh. Wish soup?
Yeah. You know, I don't really need anything. I have been getting more clothes just because I lost weight and I've needed stuff.
There it is.
Yeah. No, no.
There it is.
No, at first I was like, I shouldn't be spending the money. But then when I thought about it, I was like, no, like, I really do need stuff.
You got to wear
it.
It
wasn't fitting. Like, yeah. I have like only
maybe
eight
I'll get
things
you
now.
Clothes for Christmas. Maybe I'll get you a little.
Yeah, I mean, that's maybe medium.
You're
you know?
What, your medium
now? Small, medium. This is a small and
some
extra
Lululemon.
Small.
Some Lululemon?
But that's really small. This is just what the only thing they had when I went last.
Some yoga. What do I get? Medium?
Small.
Dang, you small now?
Because this is a small. Look how much room I got. They make smalls bigger now. We can't prove
it. Are you
it,
ill?
But yes.
And not like a. Like
I've
a
got a license.
Rapist, like,
I've got a license.
Oh no, to ill.
To ill. But speaking of rappers turn new albums, Andre 3000.
Oh, with the flu
it.
One.
Very interesting. It's the number one State of Jazz. It's a meditation album, I think, instrumental, and he's got a
I
big
heard
flute
he was up for a Grammy.
Huge flute. Oh, was it?
I heard several.
I don't think it was out in time.
They're giving
Whatever,
him a special.
They're gonna do it. They're gonna do it. They're gonna get
I him. Respect him. I think you get to a point like he did so much with the Love Below Speaker Box album, mm-hmm. and all the Outkast stuff. He has nothing to prove. I think that's the best time to put out whatever. But because he is known, it'll probably be in the New Age category do better than normal New Age. Which I mean, besides Enya, Enya killed New Age.
Still,
she's won so many Grammys and had Damn. So many million platinum singles. Like you would. I mean, her music just
she's
and it gets sampled.
The market.
You know, she made a ton of money. That music, people just love it. Like 9/11, when that song came out, she had around
Wait,
that time.
What?
Like she had
she
song.
Had a song
just,
came...
No, she had an album that oh, came out okay. around that time, and her music was so peaceful. It helped people get through the tough times.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds like some marketing. Like,
and yeah.
Oh, my wife got mad at me last night because I.
How's because, that different from every night?
I was. Blasting some glam rock for the
oh for the kids
kid.
Yeah
and then she's like this is maybe and she's like she likes Tori Amos and I'm like oh god
oh
like,
Lilith Fair
yeah I was like this is obviously if we don't work out we'll know why but like
Michelle and Degasello killed Lilith Fair remember that
yes with her bass
oh yeah she doesn't play anymore so sad.
She doesn't play the bass anymore
no. She was so good. You ever see that clip of her on Arsenio Hall?
They're not good.
You ever see her on Arsenio Hall 90? She was killing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Slapping it. Great.
Yeah, great
She's so
hair.
Good. Oh, yeah.
But I learned
don't
last
comment.
Year's thing,
yeah.
you never comment.
You won't be saying anything.
Black women's hair.
Are we sad?
Every other race, remember, they love it.
Yeah.
But you don't compliment a black woman's hair.
Are we sad, though, that all these like venues are closing? It's not just one.
Yeah, the Federal in North Hollywood is closing where we've had many of holiday parties
and they put the Knitting Factory in there after
right,
all the years.
So now they have to
so now they're gonna find a new spot. It's tough.
What about right here, fellas? What about right here?
Sit on my lap. Sit on my lap.
Yeah, the Federal is cool. If you get here in the month of December 2023, you should go.
Are they closing all the locations?
I wouldn't order the fish.
Are they closing
the salmon?
Oh yeah. Are they closing all the
Never
locations or just that one?
Takes too long.
Are they closing all the locations or just the NoHo one? Because they have one in Long Beach, too.
I did not know that. Right. Shit. Yeah.
It's cool. They had a great concept in the beginning of, like, it used to be a bank and you go through that vault door into, like, the spot. But then
that young girl got trapped
over
the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, that's a long weekend.
I mean, the pandemic killed a lot of places and they just didn't recover. But beyond that, the one thing that's tough about these venues is they hire someone called a promoter who never promotes. They need to get back old school that one person gets people to the venue. That's the business's job, not the artist's job.
And they wear a cowboy hat.
And then, yeah. or someone create a group that can do promotion. Because nobody wants to promote themselves. You want a third party to do it. And we would gladly pay. When I was trying to look for street teams and someone to fly to Santa Monica, whatever, they don't exist.
Street
nobody
team.
Wants to work. And there's no
yeah,
place
it's a world
to do
full
it.
Of bumps.
Yeah, I think someone said that. Like they
especially
had
this town. That's why I'm going to take your women, your land, and your men. I don't even want them, but I'm going to take them just to teach you a lesson.
No, I think like they. I saw a statistic or something. It was like 30,000 people quit. You know, during the pandemic, their jobs.
Good, get out.
Yeah.
Get off the freeway.
I heard they were getting paid more from the.
The government
from getting so
and
low.
The stymies.
Yeah, they're getting from the stimulus. They're getting more paid more than they actually made. And
well, everything's over now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not talking about any more stimulus. College loans are back and smack. You know, it's over. Everything will be fine. Although like the numbers for COVID still exist. People do get it still, and people do get sick and die and fill up the hospitals.
But 250!
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Candidate number one, your question is, what is your biggest mistake?
The biggest mistake is
What is your biggest mistake in the mistake? Again, the question is, what is your biggest mistake?
And they picked the biggest girl, too.
Well, I'm sure that wasn't thought of by a comedy producer. I'm sure that wasn't.
He calls foul.
But we're never going to get it. You think she didn't have a big steak story? I'm sure she did.
I'm sure. I kind of wanted to know.
Oh, hit me with the Christmas one. For me, the Biden lover.
Oh, yeah.
The perfect ugly Christmas Biden sweater. Lover. And it says, Merry 4th of Easter.
Merry 4th of Easter.
That's pretty funny.
I like it when they shit on all of the politicians, you know.
You okay?
I'm freaking out.
Oh, man.
That's the Tim Hall experience.
Yeah, that's that it. I oh, feel for God. That guy.
Yeah, he did not look right.
I got these new boobs.
Okay.
Yep, you got it, girl.
Classic.
Them boots were made for walking, but not talking.
That's just what you'll do.
Mm.
Go all over.
Okay, okay. Okay, she killed it. Doom, 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 doom.
Some white people shit.
They were good. I would give it up for that.
Weird song choice, though. If I was Simon Cowell or whatever, I'd say you got a weird song choice.
No, I think it's fine.
Simon Cowell.
No, because it's supposed to be just a little, you know, family fun. Not all families can do that. Like, everybody sounds good. Equal.
Yeah, you got to keep it equal.
Now that we shit on Biden, here's your Making America Great Again.
Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember that? He was with four hookers. You think that was good that night to go up and tell my wife, it's not true, darling. I love you very much. It's not true. Actually, that one she didn't believe because she said he's a germaphobe. He's not into that, you know?
Talking about Howie Mandel?
I can't even picture them hanging out together.
As they say they call it. I don't like that idea.
No?
No, I didn't. I thought that would be a big problem. I was going to have a rough night, but that one she was very good on. She said, no, that you're okay on that one.
The other one, though.
Hey, you know what? The man knows how to entertain the audience. I'm not going to hate on that.
He's good. Would you open for Trump?
You won't hear Biden or anybody talk about golden showers.
Would you open for Trump? Would you open for Trump?
It depends on the situation.
$250,000.
Oh, for sure.
Really?
$200,000.
Sure.
$150,000.
That makes the count. Yes.
$100,000.
Yes.
$50,000.
Sure.
$10,000.
Yep.
$5,000.
Sure.
$250.
Yeah, you got to take the gig.
Well, you
can't. $10.
You can't discriminate against
the
gig.
Would you do it for free?
You have to pay.
And I wouldn't
do it. But you do it for $10.
No, I would not do it for $10.
$25.
No, we do it for normal rate. Standard rate.
$26.
No. Too
27.
Low. Too low. Too low. I'm saying in that case.
Find me a closer.
It looked like I'd laugh. If I was there, I would have laughed.
Why don't we just stop and get some fries and a Coke?
But you had fries yesterday.
Good. That was fucking yesterday. I'm talking about today.
This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis, and it is the holiday spirit, and I am that Brian Sturgis. Listen, follow me at Brian Sturgis, BrianSturgis.com, Cliff Beach Music, Tiffany Hall Music. Look, we got Chinese food out there and probably a DoorDasher who's doing things to my food because the note says to leave, hand it to me directly, but do we eat it? We don't know.
We have to.
Well, did it work out? I guess you'll have to see us next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Find out next Tuesday.
Also next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.